Oh yeah, okay, well here we are at 10 to 9, we're at the lookout over at Hospital Creek. Looking out to the west, there's a dusting of snow on the top of Gudgeonbee, and there's alternating sunlight over the Gudgeonbee grasslands and mist and fog, and it's probably a couple of little flakes of snow here. Very glad to have Philip with us, who's been to the bog hut before, so he'll know when we get there, and we're bloody mad because it's freezing cold. So we're just about to go. Okay, dokey, here we are at 20 past 9, and we've just come down across Dry Creek, which has actually got some water in it. Going's been pretty open so far, really good, and the bush is not too wet. Maybe, as Philip said, the wind's dried the water off it, but you don't actually need a coat to stay dry, so that's very good. Sort of look up ahead, and there's a bit of a climb. So we'll report in when we get to the top. Well, we've just spent about the last 10-15 minutes coming down a nice open drainage line. Fraction of trickling water at the bottom and out onto some quite nice flats, well sheltered from the wind. And you can well imagine why they initially built here. But pretty boggy. Lots of old fences around with netting. Someone suggested to keep stock in there away from the dingoes, I guess. It's 20 to 11 and Philip, of course, has been here before, headed off in another direction, obviously the way the hut was, but I wandered over and took a photo of some fence posts. But sun's just come out and it's very pleasant. It's been a bit windy up until now. But this is certainly a lovely sheltered area. So we'll obviously have brunch. And here's the bog hut site, and it consists of a couple of bits of corrugated iron lying on the ground. I bet you there's some... Oh, there goes a little bunny. Some history in this place with the tough old fellows that came out here and grazed their sheep and cattle. We'll have some brunch, I think, after we put on a jumper. Well, it's midday and we're up on top of the ridge before the drop down into Dry Creek. Windy, you can maybe hear the wind. And certainly the hills of the Bembury Wilderness are covered in clouds, still got a bit of snow on them, but it breaks up as it comes over us, so it's nice blue sky. Very pleasant walking. The wind's been in our favour because it's dried the rain off the scrub. Very, very pleasant.
Excellent company.
Excellent company, yes, I was reminded, really excellent company.